It's here! And welcome to another exciting Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. Nice to have you along. We're available. If you're getting it from the website, you know it's at stoneyrichards.com, the website there, and also available on iTunes. Both of these podcasts come to you for free. And we try to do them every week for you as we go along and try to review the things that have been going on. You can always make comments on the website, stoneyrichards.com, or I'm on Twitter, at Stoney Richards, and you can say what you like or don't like or just whatever it is that you want to say. There's much to be said about what happened this past week. After all the brouhaha over this caucus that took place in Iowa, they were wrong. All the polls, all the, well, it's got to be, and this is probably what's going to happen. And all the talk, if anything, I mean, I'll get to the candidates, but what does this say about 24-hour news channels? Because most all of these folks polled it wrong. No one will go back, but if you go back to what all these three people gathered around a table and two stand-up reporters in various parts of the country had to say, they weren't right. They didn't get it right. The polls really were, and I heard somebody just the other day after the Iowa caucus saying, well, you know, the polling is a snapshot of the moment. And I know that, and I think we all know that, but when they were saying it on the news, on the broadcasts, in the months and weeks and days leading up to Iowa, nobody really said, you can't really count on what I'm saying here and what this poll is showing, because it's just a snapshot of what happened 2 weeks ago. But what a surprise. A surprise. I mean, you can say, oh, yeah, Ted Cruz got the evangelicals. And what a crazy name that is, the evangelicals. The religious right is really what that is. But, okay, fine, you're evangelicals. He got them, and he did it. And I like this the old-fashioned way, and I think a lot of the establishment, if you will, real politicians understand what that's all about, that you go knocking on doors saying, hi, I am, this is what I believe in, what do I got to do to get you to vote for me? I mean, one by one by one, and Cruz did it better. He simply did do it better than anybody else. And on the other side, even though Hillary Clinton was so completely connected, Bernie Sanders just stayed right at the door and said, I've got to do this speech and I'm going to talk to you. And you charm each person one by one. It's a lot easier to send out emails. It's a lot easier to put stuff on Twitter. For gosh sakes, it doesn't take anything to put it on Facebook. And a lot of those candidates, especially Donald Trump, really learned and could have gotten away with this loss on Monday night, except that he was such a blowhard. And he, you know, and you've heard the arguments, except for him saying that I win all the time. I'm going to win so much you're going to be tired of winning. Well, he didn't even win his first shot out. So, I mean, had he not said that, it would have been different. If he had not said, I'm ahead in all of the polls and everybody loves me, people love me, it all turned out to be bull. It was all crap. And it didn't mean anything. Now, Iowa is a different place. Obviously, they have a bizarre way of doing this caucus. But I got to tell you, watching the results on Monday night, when you had the guy, you know, sitting there literally taking folded pieces of paper up and saying, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Paul, just literally putting them in hats, putting them in piles, and then counting them up. And then it became so close for, as you know, the story between Hillary and Bernie that they actually did a coin flip. I mean, really? I mean, we talk about Florida and pushing those little chads through the ballots. They did a coin flip. And I guess there were six particular votes that they couldn't, or areas that they couldn't decide, so they flipped a coin, and I guess she won each of them. I don't know if this is true, but that's what I heard. Now I sound like Trump. I don't know, but somebody sent me an email, and I think that's what it is. Lessons were learned, and of course, the real darling of the whole thing, as you know, and if you've listened to any of the news stuff, you're saying, Snowy, why are you repeating all this stuff? But I find it fascinating. Ted Cruz won. Donald Trump really lost because he said he was the big winner. And Marco Rubio came out of nowhere. And he's kind of the, if you want to make a perfect candidate, if you had to draw a perfect candidate using these dots here and you connect the dots, you'd kind of get a picture of Marco Rubio. I'm not saying he is the perfect candidate, but if you had to draw one up, he's got a nice youthful look. He has a pretty decent speech. He's young. He's energetic. He's got a good campaign. He's got a lot of money behind him. And lo and behold, that's what the GOP would, I think, really want to have, because both Cruz and Trump are just so polarizing. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. But the amazing thing to me was that pretty much everybody got it wrong. You know, I mean, the polls that they've been touting since June, wrong. The candidates who were touting themselves since June, many, Trump especially, were wrong. And of course, Jeb Bush faded away. Now, this coming week, you've got a real honest to God primary in New Hampshire. And that, you know, is more like an election. And in that case, you've got Hillary that was in a dead heat, just squeaked by Bernie in Iowa. So now, and Bernie is way ahead in New Hampshire, if she manages to make up 15, 20 points, whatever it is, whatever the lead is, that will be really big news. And I know in these last couple of days, since the Iowa caucus, I've never seen such a quiet Donald Trump. Wow. And now he's, this could be, and let's face it, we're all waiting for this. We're all waiting for this. This could be the slow dissolution, the meltdown of the Donald, who has annoyed everybody, inspired probably not as many as you would think. And if it starts going south for him, it ain't going to be pretty. It ain't going to be pretty for this guy. So, we, you know, and let's face it, if you're standing by and that tree is leaning to over the roadway, and you want to wait for it to, you slow down because you want to see it fall. And that could be the case in the dissolution of Trump, if that happens, or maybe he rises up like a phoenix from the fire of Iowa and he gets to blow hard again. Speaking of blowhards, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Snowy Richards Live from the Center podcast for you this week. And what I wanted to do, if you know me, I love country music. And if you were ever a big fan of country music when I was doing it here at Y108, the CBS country station, and KLAC in Los Angeles, and Kix Country in the Washington, D.C. market, but we were in Virginia, I've always loved country music, or have for at least the last 30 years, and then started doing talk, which is what I do now on KDKA, and certainly what I'm doing here on the podcast. But I do have a great love for country music. If you listened to the show last week, I played just a little bit of Vince Gill, because to me, nothing says country like a crying steel guitar, a slide pedal guitar. It's a table, and then they use their feet, and they got the little thing that goes across the strings, and it goes, wah, wah. It's fantastic. It's a great country instrument that's used in, it used to be used a lot in country music, not so much anymore, because country music now is becoming kind of a, I don't know, kind of an AC version of what it used to be, album contemporary, as they used to call AC. And it's not the country that I grew up on. Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and George Jones and Merle Haggard and Conway Twitty, and even, you know, more contemporary guys like Garth Brooks and Clint Black, who we've had on the show, Rodney Atkins. I mean, these were folks that still and still are embedded in the heart and soul of country music. And along the lines of that, I've got a couple of songs that I wanted to play for you, not in their entirety because we really can't on a podcast like this, but I want you to know all these songs that I'm going to play for you during the course of this podcast are available on iTunes. So if you don't have them, I'll give you a little background to some of these folks, and you can go off and get them. But one of the things, aside from a crying steel guitar and a fiddle in country music, and we'll get to fiddles at another time, is many country songs that were big hits, and not so much anymore, but really if you kind of go back, the country artists loved to talk to you in the middle of the song. They would literally stop and tell just a short little story as the band kept playing underneath. And nobody was better at it than the guy they called the Possum, George Jones. And George passed away, but he left more hit songs than anyone could possibly imagine. And they were all about 2.5 minutes long, which is the amazing thing. But George Jones was the real honest-to-God thing in that he made these great songs. And if you're a fan of George Jones, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, he made these songs that came from his heart, even though he didn't write most of them. One of his all-time great songs, though, is a song that he, and you probably, if you are a country music fan, know this, was a song George Jones did not even want to record. He said, he even said, this song is so depressing, no one will want to listen to it. Well, it went on to win every award imaginable. It still sells today, and it is one of the all-time, when you talk about country songs that are, he was right, it is depressing, but it is not so depressing that no one wants to listen to it, because everybody who's ever heard his classic song, He Stopped Loving Her Today, usually wants to hear it again for two reasons. One, you think it's just a fantastic song. Or two, you say, I can't believe I just heard that. So here's a little bit of George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still prayed upon his mind.
Okay, so you get the gist of where this song is going. Here's where the genius comes in, because it is that depressing. But listen to this next verse, how they bring it all up, and they bring in that crying steel guitar, and the backup singer's just a moaning and a crying behind old George.
Kept some letters by his bed. It in 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years.
Well, I kind of jumped the gun a little bit on the backup singers, but they're all ready to go, because here comes the part of the song that gets me every time, because George talks to you. And listen to what's going on behind him as well. If you're in the right frame of mind, or perhaps if you've had enough Jim Beam, it will bring a tear to your eye.
You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would.
and it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good.
Man, if that don't get you, I don't know what will. And now, of course, they've got everybody in the studio. Billy Sherrill is standing on top of the control board, and they get you with the big dramatic close.
He stopped loving her today. It placed a reef upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
There it is, one of the all-time country classics from a classic himself. George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. It's the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, looking at country songs that talk back to you. Now, when you put four country legends like Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson together in the studio, you know you're going to get them talking to you. And they did it on their Highwayman album when they did a cover of the Ed Bruce, The Last Cowboy song, and Johnny Cash did the words while they all sang along.
This is the last old Chisholm Trail song. Is covered in concrete now. And they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They roll by his marker and don't even notice. Like living and dying is all he ever did.
Nothing like it. And that is the last cowboy song. Two versions of that song. That's the Highwayman version that Johnny and Willie and Kris and Waylon did. But there's also the original from Ed Bruce, and both are available on iTunes. Time for just one more. It is a classic, and I know we're talking about songs that talk to you. This only has one line, but it's reverberated for decades.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
Do I have to tell you?
It's
Conway Twitty. Hello, darling. I think 1958 was the year that that first came out. Still play today. Still available on iTunes. Well, that's it. That's what we got for you today. This is Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. Taking a little trip on the road, down a little side road, a dirt road, if you will, with some country music and songs that talk to you. Hope you enjoyed that. Of course, all these songs are available on iTunes. Our thanks to Conway Twitty and, of course, George Jones, and Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson. And thank you for checking out the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. Let us know what you think. I'm on Twitter at Stoney Richards, and you can also get me on the website at stoneyrichards.com. And this is also available as a podcast on iTunes as well. Our thanks to musical conductor Johnny Grieco and Jeff Orovitz, our webmaster. Have a great week. More to come from the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast and on KDKA Radio.